Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10:09 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. That's what my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me. This beautiful Tuesday, October 28, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America. Defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John. We lost them this year, but celebrate them because of John Basiliga and his great companies. Henry, Casper, DuPont, Carl, Jerry, Boos, Pittston, David Bulford, Pittston. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Well, it's Rick Bigelow Day, and we get to learn some more about what is going on in our country by learning our history. And the Naval Battle of Leyte Gulf, Philippine Islands, October 23rd to October 26, 1944. That is our subject. And here is our man, Rick Bigelow. He's even got a theme song. Patent attorney extraordinaire, but our historian. Rick, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
Doing fine, Bob. Glad to be with you.
All right, let's fire away. Talk to us.
Okay, so in October 16th, 1944, a huge fleet leaves New Guinea and headed for the Philippines. We got 12 battleships, 23 aircraft carriers, 100 cruisers, 150,000 troops, 1,000 aircraft. We're heading into the island of Leyte in the Philippines, and on the 20th of October, the task force lands. MacArthur comes ashore and gives his famous speech about people of the Philippines. I have returned.
Now, let me ask you, Rick, was that actually filmed twice?
I thought it was filmed three times.
Oh, okay. It didn't turn out quite right. And by the way, as egotistical as it may be, doing it right had an effect because it was going to be shown worldwide.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, he came ashore on one of these landing craft and it hit a little sandbar right before it got to the beach because he was supposed to, pull up to the beach and just step off into the sand. So it ran aground on a little sandbar and he had to wade in. And everybody was all concerned about that. But then MacArthur figured that this would have a positive effect, showing that the Supreme Commander wasn't afraid to get a little bit wet to join the troops on the beach. So,
well, and him actually wading through the water is iconic in and of itself.
That's exactly right. And of course, it happened several times because they had to get it just right. But with that, you know, the troops come ashore, and the Japanese were not expecting them there. The Japanese thought maybe they'd land on Mindanao down in the south, or up in Luzon, up in the northern part of the Philippines. And of course, you know, the Philippines is an amalgam of 7,000 different islands, so there are a lot of different places they could have landed. And what happened was Halsey's aircraft carrier and his flyers were going all over the Philippines in the days and weeks leading up to the invasion. And they said, you know, we're not seeing very many Japanese aircraft on the Philippines, and nobody's coming up to oppose us when we fly over. So Leyte looks like a really good spot. There aren't many troops there. There's good beaches. And so they changed the they were initially supposed to land in Mindanao, but they decided to land a little bit further north up at Leyte. So this pretty much caught the Japanese by surprise, and MacArthur's forces moved inland fairly quickly. The Japanese decided they needed to do something to counter this, and so they sortied three huge fleets to go after the Americans, and they were hoping to catch all the transports and all the ships in Leyte Gulf so that they could basically wipe out the landing forces. And of course the landing forces were already there, but what's really important is the follow-on logistics effort that were all in the transports and the large amphibious ships. So
I'm telling Bulldog, if he would, to put the map back up. Bulldog, he's got some texts there, but Bulldog, put the map back up for those of you watching on the live stream. You can get a better picture of what Rick's talking about. But go ahead, Rick. Sorry.
Okay, so the Japanese sent three huge fleets out to counter the Americans, and basically what happened was they said there were going to be four major engagements during the naval battle of Leyte Gulf. And the thing is, with the troops on shore who were already pushing inward had no idea all this stuff was going on over the horizon. So one of the major forces was Imperial Japanese Navy Admiral Kurita. His center force sailed into the Subban Sea. That force included the two giant battleships, the Yamato and the Musashi, with their 18-inch guns. And 18-inch guns could fire and hit targets 26 miles away, whereas our battleships with 16-inch guns could only hit targets about 20 miles away. They didn't have any carriers. The Japanese Navy, as a result of the battles at Midway and the Philippine Sea, were short of carriers. Halsey's carrier groups, he had four carrier groups with him. He had actually had enough carrier groups that he sent one of them under Vice Admiral John McCain, who was Senator John McCain's grandfather. He had sent him back to Ulithi about 1,000 miles away to refuel and then come back. So planes from the Intrepid and the Cabot sank the Musashi. And of course, the Japanese figured that these super battleships were invulnerable to carrier plane attack, but the Americans shot so many torpedoes into the Musashi that it sank. So at this point in time, Kurita retreats, and he turns around and heads back through the straits. And Halsey thinks that Kurita's force has left the battle permanently. So at this point in time, Halsey, who in this particular battle, he reported to Nimitz. He was only on loan to MacArthur for this operation going into the Philippines. So Nimitz had told him, you know, support MacArthur's landing, but if you get the opportunity and you see the opportunity to destroy the Japanese carrier fleet, go ahead and take it. So they find out that there's a large Japanese carrier fleet that's way up to the north. So Halsey leaves the beachhead and heads up north to go after the Ozawa's carrier fleet.
Now, let me ask you, Rick, at this point, we had already fully compromised or pretty fully compromised Japanese communications. So that would play a part in all we were doing, right?
Yeah, that's right. We pretty much knew what was going on. We had broken the Japanese naval code as early as the Battle of Midway. And so we pretty much knew what they were doing. But we weren't getting 100% information. Mm-hmm. We were getting maybe 20 or 30%, and we figured out what they were doing. We didn't really know that that the Japanese had sortied that large a force. And even though the Japanese Navy was down considerably at this point in time, it was still a large and powerful force. But a bunch of American submarines noticed the Japanese fleet that was coming in from Singapore, and they actually sank several of them, and that let the Americans know for sure that the Japanese were coming in. So as darkness approached, Kurita turned around his force and headed back through the San Bernardino Strait and eventually to the east coast of Samar, which is the island just to the north of Leyte. So IJN, Imperial Japanese Navy, land-based planes attack and sink the U.S. carrier Princeton and heavily damaged the cruiser Birmingham. So at the same time, there is a southern force under Japanese Admiral Nishimura's southern force approaches Leyte from the southwest. And the whole idea was the central force and the southern force would meet up outside of Leyte and they would crush the American ships at the beachhead. Nishimura's southern force was huge, had two battleships. It was joined by another force that had another three battleships. They had about a dozen destroyers and cruisers. The 7th Fleet battleship force under Rear Admiral Oldendorf waited for them and basically set up a trap and ambushed them as they were coming in a night battle. Oldendorf's force had 6 battleships, 4 cruisers, actually 8 cruisers and 28 destroyers and a bunch of PT boats. So this was the last battleship-to-battleship fight of World War II and actually probably the last battleship-to-battleship fight in world history.
Yeah.
The U.S. forces destroyed the Southern force in a night battle, and what was left of them retreated. This is also interesting and noteworthy in that this was the first time that organized attacks by Japanese Navy special forces, known as the kamikazes, actually went after American shipping. So the next thing that happens is the battle off Samar on October 25th, 1944.
All right. Rick, at that point, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, Rick Bigelow is our guest. The battle for the Philippines is our subject, World War II. We'll take a break and be back with Rick.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sam and Dave. Murph says this date, 1967, they had the number one R&B hit with Soul Man. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK and Jimmy Carter. First debate of the 1980 election. You know, it's funny. I remember so distinctly. I despise Carter. Not on the level of Joe Biden because I didn't think he was a bad person. He was just a complete incompetent. And he wasn't this crazy ideologue like idiot Biden. He was just an incompetent president. And I remember going in and, man, I sweated every minute of those debates because Reagan could just go off the deep end at any point. And how relieved I would be after those 90 minutes. It was those debates would be worse for me in terms of intensity than any football game I ever played. But Reagan survived it, won, and of course turned the country around. Rick Bigelow is with us. He is our historian, a patent attorney extraordinaire, and he's going to get into the actual battles for the Philippines. Fire away, Rick.
Well, the third major confrontation that happened was the Battle of Samar, and what happened was Kurita turned his central force around and was heading down towards Leyte Gulf. And what had happened was that Halsey had taken his entire Third Fleet north to go after the carriers. Everybody thought that Halsey had left a force behind to protect the Leyte beachhead, but he hadn't. So as Kurita's force comes around the island of Samar, the U.S. forces notice it, and Kincaid's 7th Fleet, which basically only had a couple of escort carriers and some escorting destroyers and destroyer escorts, heads off to confront these major battleships, including the Yamato that's coming down on heading towards the beachhead. And what could only be characterized as a suicide run. The small destroyers, including the USS Johnston, go after Kurita's big battleships. And Kurita is so overwhelmed by the intensity with which these destroyers and escort carriers launch their planes and come after the big battleships of his force. He thinks it's because Halsey's major carrier task force must be right behind.
Yeah.
So Kurita's forces destroy a whole bunch of the escort carriers and the destroyers that are attacking it, but he more or less chickens out and returns. So he heads back through the San Bernardino Strait, and for all intents and purposes, the Lady Beachhead is secure. And this is the second time where kamikaze attacks go after the U.S. ships, amphibs in the transport ports, and the 7th Fleet ships off Samar. Several of the U.S. ships sank, and several and many of the crew was in the water in shark-infested waters for 2 days before they were rescued, and several were actually eaten by sharks. The last thing that happens is Halsey's carrier fleet does engage Ozawa's Northern Carrier Task Force about 50 miles north and east of Luzon, and he basically destroys what's left of the Japanese naval air forces, and the Ozawa's carrier retreats and heads back to Japan. And for all intents and purposes, the Japanese Navy ceases to be a threat. So the aftermath of this is the largest naval battle in history, saves the Lady Beachhead. The Japanese Navy loses 4 carriers, 3 battleships. We lost a couple little carriers, destroyers, 255 planes. The Japanese lost over 12,000 sailors. We lost about 3,000. So that was basically it. The Japanese Navy is pretty much out of the war. Kamikazes are going to become more and more of an issue as they were off Okinawa. But victory in the Philippines is basically assured.
Amazing. I mean, so much has to go right. So many things have to happen. So many independent actors have to do the right thing and make the right things happen. It's always in doubt, right, Rick? All these battles.
That's right. And I think the important thing is the other guy is going to try really hard to make sure the right things don't happen for you. So it's very difficult. And there has to be a lot of coordination.
As far as leaders, there's thousands of heroes. As far as leaders go for the United States, who were the primary heroes in your view?
To me, in the Pacific War, it was a guy who never saw any action, and that's Nimitz.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my favorite authors, Max Hastings, he's a Brit, thinks that Nimitz was the best of all the commanders in World War II. And that's saying something because, you know, the Brits very rarely have anything good to say about the American Navy or the American generals. So I think he just coordinated everything really well. And he was always a steady, wasn't a screamer, wasn't high energy. He was just a real professional. He was good. And MacArthur gets a lot of jabs from his personality and so on and so forth, but his operations in New Guinea and in the Philippines too were very good, without a doubt. And I think he had some really good generals working for him too. So generals and admirals rose to the fore in the Pacific.
Fascinating. Rick Bigelow, thank you so much for this presentation. A big battle. It was the beginning, another beginning of the end. It was a continuation of the end for the Japanese, but never was it secure until much after this. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you, Bob.
All right, Rick Bigelow, patent attorney extraordinaire, but he's our historian. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga and his great companies, including today's feature, Serenity Care. A personal care community with four locations in Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, and Kingston. Dementia care units at Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. All four of these facilities have been completely renovated. They're accepting new residents. John has a passion for providing the highest quality care and the best facilities for seniors to live in. The gold standard of senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania, Serenity Care. Henry Casper. He died October 15th at age 81. He was from DuPont. Born in Taylor, 1962 graduate of Pittston High School. He was employed throughout his life and early on by Brooks Manufacturing in Old Forge and later the Goex Powder Plant. He also worked for Schott Optical in Duryea and Golden Technologies in Old Forge. Henry Casper served this country in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. He continued his service and was honorably discharged. He was a member of the DuPont VFW. Surviving are sisters, nephew, niece, grandniece, grandnephews, and many other family members. Henry Casper, our veteran this hour, sponsored by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snedeker today. Mostly sunny, 55. It says 45 right now outside the studios. Tonight, fair skies down to 38. Wednesday, morning sun, then increasing clouds, 55. Thursday, cloudy with rain, heavy at times, 55 degrees. Bob Cadaro back with you. Billy Joel. This date, 1978, Murph tells us he released his hit, My Life. And before that, Governor Shapiro, he's all in on using his leverage and making people suffer. to win what? $400 billion for insurance company? Money for illegal aliens? That's what? Really? And by the way, there's plenty of time to fight for it later. There's 3 months to fight for it later. No, not the Democrats. They're Looney Tunes. And so's your governor. Because that's him doubling down on what that idiot congresswoman said. Dear Lord. Frank from Old Forge on the county commissioners in Lackawanna. How are you, Frank?
Good, Bob. You know what? Yesterday, you know, let's celebrate the small victories and the losses. So the first loss yesterday by appointing Brenda Sacco is we lose gridlock. When we have gridlock, you don't get tax increases and reassessments. So say goodbye to gridlock. Now we're going to start spending money. But the small victory, right?
Well, Frank, we're going to see. This is where there's an interesting dynamic there. There's already a budget that shouldn't be in place that's been put forth. What does Brenda Sacco do? What does Chris Chermak do with this budget? Do they fix it or do they proceed as is? We'll see.
Well, I'd feel much safer with Chet Murley in there.
Oh, God, but guarantee. That's the only way to end this insanity. It's the only way.
That is true. But we did release our own Tariq Aziz. If you remember Tariq Aziz, he was the spokesman for Saddam Hussein and the Iraqis. Pat McKenna, a cohort of Cat Wiz Kelly, is now he's now unemployed. So that's pretty good. He was the Geppetto behind Billy Gahan, the narrative of the lying collusion.
Oh, Billy Gahan was his sock puppet. Media. Yeah. They were inseparable because Pat McKenna was trying to be part of Gahan, the boy king's brain.
So, you know what? It's, like I said, farewell to gridlock and you know, not getting tax increased and government spending. Because Billy Gahan absolutely wants to grow government to the point that it collapses us, the people that are paying the property taxes and not getting the services. So, you know, but it is, I watched the conduct of the meeting, and Brenda Sacco is not, she's not someone that knows these things and knows how to conduct a meeting. Whereas Chet Murley serves on two boards. He's on the zoning board for both Lackawanna County and for his township. So guess what? The guy's got experience. He knows, especially the point that Chet Murley makes is the Senate Bill 939 that Marty Flynn is trying to champion as the answer to stopping data centers. It does nothing but reaffirm the fact that all zoning is local, it happens in your community, and if you don't have the right zoning in place right now or working on it, then a data center could come in and crush you and nothing can stop it. So I think that's a great point that Chet made. And Chet, we're in Archibald.
Oh, the Marty Flynn's bill is a Trojan horse in favor of the data centers.
Especially when you see Marty Flynn posing with the financiers of the data centers, which is not you and I, Bob. We don't have that kind of money. So Marty is entangled with these data centers. And, boy, from what I've seen and what I've heard, not the place to be, especially next door to them.
Well, the continued fight in the Democrat Party can only end with the election of Chet Murley.
That's
you
right.
You get Bill Gahan back if Capellini wins, and then you have two
on steroids, Bob.
Dedicated left-wing lunatics in charge of Lackawanna County, and both of neither of whom knows anything about how to run a county. And then if you elect Tom Welby, great guy, you get I don't even know what. But you get continued support for people like Paige Cognetti. And if you elect Chet Murley, you get change. And we need it desperately.
Yeah. Here's another point that was broke yesterday. We had a Chet Murley for a commissioner event in Old Forge. A Sharon Soltis Sperano, who has been researching this reassessment, has found that the two parties that brought this suit, one of them has died, so they no longer have standing. And the other person wasn't paying property taxes at the time of the lawsuit when it was filed, and the attorney pretty much solicited these people to do something, allegedly. So there's a lot of stuff going on here that if you have a strong commissioner-based people that want to fight for the taxpayer and us, you'll see a total turnaround in the county, which is, God, Bob, you know what? I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. We just need it. It's just got to be run correctly.
We're desperate for normalcy. Yep. We really
Amen.
Are. Thank you, Frank. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome, Bob.
Hey, Tom from Clark Summit checking in. He says that, and I don't know this to be true. I'll just say it because Tom said it. The leader of the Democratic Party, AOC, doesn't even know what it's in a gin and tonic. It's possible. It really is. Mike Mancini reminding us, just a reminder, tonight the Scranton City Council and the three blind mice are ready to further the destruction of the downtown. Part of the package is the removal of 15 traffic lights. Start time 6:30 p.m. They're destroying our city. Mayor Cognetti's destroying our city, and it's the launching of a $30 million program for bike lanes and stop signs. It is the height of insanity. It is a solution in search of a problem. But then Paige Cognetti can say, I accomplished something as mayor when she runs for Congress. And she could tell her friends from liberal cities around the country, oh yeah, we got bike lanes too. That's what the $30 million is for Paige Cognetti. Not for you, not for me, a taxpayer in the city of Scranton. Wow. Can't even fix the streets. Somebody said, you think Kelly's next column will be about the unfair firing of his buddies who worked for the county? Of course. Oh, boy. Somebody says, I'm afraid to put anybody in the county commissioner's seat because it seems as soon as they get in, they get drunk with power and raise taxes. That won't happen to Chet Murley, I can assure you. I know him a long time. Maybe 30 years? No. Solid as a rock. He knows what he wants. He knows what he needs to do. He's prepared to be county commissioner, unlike Capellini. But you've got divided loyalties for Tom Welby, unfortunately. There is no change without Chet Murley. We'll take a break. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. We'll be back. Nick Gilder, the number one hit this date, 1978, Murph tells us. Hot child in the city. Well, here's a hot child. My friend Phil Odom, how are you, Phil? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
Hey, what do we got? The 28th annual Let's Hoop Out Charity Basketball Tournament, November 1st and 2nd. How about that?
Yes. 28 years, man. That's a long time,
amazing,
right?
Amazing.
Wow.
And it's in memory of Cody Barrace. Tell us the tournament and all of that.
Okay. So it's in memory of Cody Barrace because when I first started the tournament, Cody used to come and help me put the dinners together. So when he passed, I wanted to just honor him because he was like the guy, you know, he was one of the guys that always would help me out and stay out late with me delivering the dinners to families that lived in the Scranton Housing Authority. So that was big. So I just felt like to honor him, it was important. Now, the reason that I started the tournament is because as a kid, I didn't have Thanksgiving dinners. So we would always have to go eat at somebody's house. We never had it ourselves. If we did, it was rare,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
I didn't want anybody to have to suffer through that. And my mother had addictions, so that was the reason why we didn't have many. So what I wanted is kids who, you know, felt the way I felt, I didn't want them to have to say, you know, where are we going to eat or how we're going to eat. I wanted to make sure they had something to eat. So
what's neat about how you do it, which is and is different, is you deliver the food to them where they live. They don't go anywhere for it. That's a big deal.
Right. I don't want, you know, like when I first saw it, and I know that people do a tremendous job in this community. I'm not the only one that does it, you know, but I know a lot of people you know, give contributions, but I didn't like to see them standing on a line, right? And yep. I felt like that yep. was embarrassing, right, to a person that's already in a difficult situation and now have them stand in a cold to receive a dinner. I said, you know, I can remember my, you know, us trying to do that, and I didn't want that either. So I wanted to make sure that I did it a little bit different. You know, now I donate it to treatment court because, again, my mother had addictions, and she should have been in treatment court before it was yeah. ever created. I wish they had one back then. But I do it, and I deliver to them, and they deliver to them privately, right? So it's privately done. It's not like a, hey, we're going to put you on blast type of, you know, mm-hmm. thing we're doing.
So this is November 1st and 2nd, 11 a.m. Yes. at Scranton Prep and their basketball courts.
Yep. Right. This is the second year that we're doing it at Scranton Prep. Usually I do it at Scranton High, but they, you know, for the past few years, they've been getting the floor done and resurfaced. So it was hard to, you know, to lock down the gym then, which that I always appreciate the, you know, the district for, you know, contributing and always helping out, you know, with Dr. Keating and, you know, John Coyle, who is one of my closest friends who always helped out. But now that, you know, to have it at Prep and extend it still out to the community, and, you know, grateful for Father Rizzo, grateful for Mia Duffy, who's a great help, and Krista McGough, who is like my right-hand person. So I have good people by my side who are helping.
This is really nice. It's called Let's Hoop It Out, the 28th annual in memory of Cody Brace, November 1st and 2nd, 11 a.m. at each day at Scranton Preparatory School, so Saturday and Sunday. And the proceeds collected at the event are used to provide Thanksgiving dinners for underprivileged families in their homes in the Scranton community. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And just to mention to the audience, Phil Odom and I have known each other a long time. And Phil was on my television show, the Bob Cadaro Show on TV. You could go to YouTube, look for the Bob Cadaro Show on TV and the Phil Odom episode. You want to hear a guy who's come from tough, tough circumstances, and he's always given back. I know you're not on to blow your own horn, but, man, any event you're behind, I'm behind. That's for sure.
I appreciate that, and I remember, you know, when you were the commissioner and how close we were and the difference that you wanted to make and all of the committees that you created to try to, you know, say, hey, let's get out there, let's knock on doors, let's be able to help the community as a whole. That leaves an impression on somebody to know that people out there care, and you were one of those persons, and you're one of my closest friends to be able to reach out to and spread the word, you know, and say, hey, if you want to contribute, if you want to be involved, if you want to be a volunteer, you know, just contact me and we could talk about, you know.
How do they do that, Phil? How do the people contact you?
Well, you could contact me through my email, Phil, P-H-I-L-O, Butch, B-U-T-C-H, at MSN.com, or just contact me, 570-614-8803.
All right, that's this weekend. Phil, make sure you call in again at least one more time this week if you can free yourself. Yeah. Give us a call so we could just repeat this information. The 28th annual Hoop Out in memory of Cody Brace, November 1st and 2nd, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. start at Scranton Prep. You can contribute to them by going to the event and bring in a check or cash or whatever. And you'll know that all of the proceeds are going to be used for delivering Thanksgiving dinners to their homes for underprivileged families in the Scranton community. Phil, great stuff, great work that you've continued for all these years is a testament to the cause and a testament to you. It really is.
Right. But I appreciate you again allowing me to come on your platform and be able to say, you know, to speak about this. It's important that, you know, that we get it out there. And once again, we do it in a manner where we're not trying to promote promote it to the point where we're trying to just do it for us, but for the families who are in need, especially at this time of year, you know. So thank you so much. And like I said, I love you and I appreciate you, Bob. You've always been incredible to me, and I'm forever grateful for
Phil, that. Phil, a friend of the show, Jeff the Bug Czar Owens, says that he and his family love you. So, well, okay, Bug Czar, get involved. Get involved in this thing. Let's get it done. Phil, call in again. We'll talk about this again, the 28th annual Hoop Out. Love it.
Thank you. Love you. All right. And tell Jeff I said thank you as well. Appreciate him and his family.
All right. We'll take a break for the news. It is the news on the Bob Cordaro Show. We'll be right back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.